United States.
Schools. Payback time. Brandon Johnson is giving Chicago's teachers' union everything.
Last year, when he was campaigning to be mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, a former organizer for the Chicago Teachers Union, was asked how he would handle negotiating a contract with his former employers, especially when money is tight. He answered simply, "Who better to deliver bad news to friends than a friend?" The Teachers Union downplayed hopes of special favors. "Brandon is a remarkable person who has a lot of principles," said Jesse Sharkey, a former head of the union. Over a year later, Mr. Johnson shows little interest in delivering bad news to the people who helped him become mayor. In fact, he is showing that there is no greater love than to lay down your political career for your friends. The mayor was elected in large part thanks to the heavy financial backing of the teachers' union, and it expects to be repaid in contract negotiations this year. But the money to do so is lacking. Rather than admit that, Mr. Johnson has tied himself into knots and offended almost every other constituency in the city, including his own progressive allies. On October 7th, he appointed a new school board after all the original members resigned. Mr. Johnson had wanted them to fire the head of the school district, Pedro Martinez, and they refused. Mr. Martinez opposes the mayor's plans to fill a looming deficit in the school's budget by taking on a $300 million short-term loan. The resignations, and Mr. Johnson's hasty replacements, have thrown Chicago's local government into chaos. On paper, Chicago's schools are generously funded. Total spending by the school district works out at around $29,500 per pupil, compared with a national average of $19,000. Teachers in Chicago are also already rather well paid. The average salary is $93,000. But too much of the budget is spent repaying historical debt and on pensions, and Chicago has too many schools. Over decades, total enrollment has shrunk, especially in black neighborhoods, and three-fifths of schools are underused. One high school on the west side of the city, Frederick Douglass Academy, has just 27 students, in a building meant for 900. Keeping it open costs the equivalent of $68,000 per pupil, roughly four times what is spent directly, after debt and other centralized costs, in the average school. Closing schools in black neighborhoods is unpopular. When Rahm Emanuel, a former mayor, did it a decade ago, it may have tanked his mayoral career. Under Mr. Johnson, Mr. Martinez has done the opposite, allowing more money to flow to struggling schools. But the COVID relief funds that have made this possible are now running out. The school district faces a budget deficit of $500 million this year. Other school districts in America are making cuts. San Francisco recently announced it will close several schools. In Chicago, that is apparently unthinkable. Instead, teachers say they want 9% pay rises and every school to be staffed as though it is fully occupied. A $300 million loan will only mean a bigger hole next year. Even those formerly supportive of the mayor recognize the problem. If you are maxing out your credit card at home, you can barely make payments, and somebody proposes you take out another high-interest loan? That isn't solving your problem, says Andre Vasquez, a progressive alderman. He is one of 41 out of 50 city council members who signed a letter opposing the mayor. Mr. Johnson, who has the power to jam through the $300 million loan, is defiant. Announcing the new board appointments, he compared so-called fiscally responsible stewards to supporters of slavery. He says he was elected to be transformative, not to nibble around the edges. But by 2027, his appointed school board will be replaced with a 21-member elected one. The mayor seems to want to give his pals a big raise and let others work out how to pay for it.